Welcome to episode 2 of the Big Podcast.
Yeah. Corvier, I need your help with
We have our very special guest, Corvier, returning for round 2. He's one of the original members of the Big Podcast.
Yes, welcome, sir, Corvier. Yes, sir. Glad to be back.
All right, and we have Mr. Jacob
Hins. Jakey. That works great.
Jacob, all right, Jacob Hins. Do you like to go by Jacob?
Yeah, Jacob's great.
Okay, one of our...
That you like the one syllable approach, that's great.
Jakey. I want you to go with what you're most comfortable with. Jacob is not only a world-class teacher, but he's also a board member October. So we've got dual roles and a service member serving our country in the military.
A lot of stuff, kind of busy.
And I just found out you're a chef.
I mean, chef is a strong word.
You was whipping up that stir fry, so
we did okay on eating on the camping trip.
We really we did. All right.
I mean,
they set us up well. Thanks for shutting your phone off. Should always do that before the podcast starts. So we were just talking, right, though, before the big podcast started. You guys were having a little jibber-jabber back and forth. You evidently went on some sort of camping trip.
We did, yeah.
What happened?
Miss Albin set up some camping trips last year for mostly the 8th graders.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to chaperone the boys' trip that went.
I didn't know that you went on it. That's cool.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. It was me, and then we had Spencer... was another chaperone.
Kai
is the guy from Big City Mountaineers, and they're the ones that kind of hosted the whole trip.
And you headed way up to the Boundary Waters, right?
Oh yeah. Sweet. I picked up every single one of these boys bright and early that morning, and I drove all of us in that van all the way up to the Boundary Waters, and we were together.
Have you been there before?
I had not. It was my first time in the
Boundary
Waters.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was the first for all of us. I'd been, you know, canoeing and camping before.
Yeah. What was your first impression
of the Boundary Waters or of the boys?
We'll start with the Boundary Waters.
Okay. The Boundary Waters were amazing. Absolutely amazing. They were great. One of those things where it just kind of takes your breath away sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not really paying attention. You're paddling. You wake up in the morning. There's just something. You just look out, and it's amazing.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Corvier, was that your first trip to the Boundary Waters?
Yeah.
What did you think when you saw it? Like, when you got up there, what kind of hit you?
I didn't think it was going to be so like, massive. I wasn't thinking like, because when we first got to the Boundary Waters, it was like, oh, so this is like a bunch of rivers and lakes just connected together, and like little, not islands, but just like little spots of land that you can go and camp on. And it was like, it was weird, but it was cool at the same time, and it is very pretty out there.
Mm-hmm. That's the coolest thing. We only got to like a tiny portion.
Yeah,
like lakes like 1 through 6.
Yeah,
and there are, I mean, dozens others that we didn't even get to that go into Canada, that go all over the north. So it's...
Are there plans to go again? Do you know if there's another trip?
Actually, yeah. Ms. Albin and I have just been trading some emails today, actually, that are about setting up a meeting to talk about this summer's trip. So we're looking to make this an annual thing.
Yeah.
And we're just got to talk about how many trips, like how many groups.
Mm-hmm.
She set up 2 female trips last summer, and I did 2 male trips.
Awesome.
One. With 3 from Banadir, our math and science side, and 3 from the MTS side.
Super cool. Well, thanks for doing that, because I know that was the first time I think MTCS has ever done that. So,
I mean,
super cool experience. And I think altogether, what did you have, about 9 boys or more even?
It was six.
Six boys?
Students and then 3 chaperones.
Okay, and how about for the girls? How many girls ended up going?
A lot more.
It would have been at least twice as many.
Yeah.
What a cool experience. Mm-hmm. And was it the first time for everybody, for all the kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, for all the kids. Kai and Spencer, the 2 other chaperones, had been up there. They knew quite a bit about the area.
Would you go back, Corvier?
Of course.
Yeah.
There's actually a lot of buzz. I mean, I've had Damani talk about it. I've had Robert, Hezekiah talked about
it. Robert's been talking about it all year.
Mm-hmm.
And other people are like hearing about it as well, so that makes me happy. I mean, everybody came back alive. That was my goal.
Mm-hmm. So. What's the one memory that stands out to both of you?
You go first.
Us trying to get to that pizza place at the end, honestly, was pretty funny.
Oh,
us trying to find
an
open pizza place. At the end of like the 7 days, I told the boys I'd get them pizza. And us trying to find an open pizza place at like 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Was actually a pull. But
did you find one?
There,
yeah, we found one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
While we were there, I mean, swimming out to that rock was cool. Corby had a good time with that.
No, I can't swim. That's not, I can't swim. So
how,
like,
is it that you're here on episode number 2?
Life jackets for the wind.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Was it cold, the water? Was it decent?
It was cold, and then it got... You're just outside, and every day was sunny.
Mm-hmm.
There was thunderstorms every day.
Actually, while we were in the water swimming.
Yeah,
that thunderstorm rolled in while we were out on the island.
Yeah.
And we all booked it back to camp.
And by we all, they mean them.
I mean, he was really slow.
I'm sitting there.
And you're out there in your floaties?
Yeah, just
splashing away.
Wondering if I'm going to have to sit out there while it's raining or not. Like,
We got back, tied everything down, got the tents up, I mean, in record time before that storm rolled in. And it was.
And so you even got out of there safely?
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of trauma.
Most definitely.
Yeah, because I see you're kind of quivering right now thinking about this.
No.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Traumatized.
I don't look at what it is saying.
Traumatized.
Every once in a while, I get flashbacks. Like, I'm so serious. Like, every once in a while, I'll just wake up in the middle of the night, and I'll go get something to drink, and then I'll just think back to, like, I couldn't have done this on the camping trip.
Boundary water PTSD.
Yes.
So you really pushed yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was courageous. Well, good for you. But you'd still go back and do it again, and I would be willing to bet money if you put on a life jacket, you'd probably jump back in, right?
Most definitely.
Yeah. Nice. Good for you.
No life jacket, no Corvier. Simple as that.
That's awesome. That's being brave. Well, maybe this is a good time to segue into the topic of episode number 2. So we're talking about New Year's for the school years. New Year's resolutions, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
You guys believe in New Year's resolutions? You make them?
Go ahead, Corvier.
I'm like 50-50 on it.
Explain the 50 and then the other 50.
So, like, the positive 50 is, like, I think it's cool that you have, like, New Year's resolutions. You're setting goals for yourself for the new year and things that you could be better and work on. But the other 50 is, like, why would I wait until the start of the new year if I really wanted to get started on something?
Thank you. That's exactly how I feel about it. Is I appreciate, like, the fresh start.
Yeah.
You know, fresh year, fresh decade,
clean
I guess,
slate.
In this case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But why wait? If you're upset about something, if you want to change something, do it. Tomorrow, make a plan, get it done. I'm with you.
Yeah.
100% same way.
Tomorrow is today. Like,
Why wait? Don't hesitate. Is that what I'm hearing, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Just waste time.
Yeah. See, I'm actually with you both because I think, like, growth is a constant thing.
Oh, mm-hmm.
You should always have goals and then be willing to, you know, whether it's literally or figuratively, fall down, get yourself back up.
Yeah.
Keep pushing, but keep going.
Yeah.
I also kind of think, and this is just me, you know, I give props to anybody that wants to set a New Year's resolution.
Oh, yeah.
And if they can do it, great. But I kind of think it's a recipe for disaster, for,
so
like,
too.
Disappointment.
Yeah.
Or if you just do the steady long haul, you're more likely to make it.
Agreed. Yeah. I will say I did actually make one this year. It wasn't necessarily related to school.
Would you mind sharing it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we can hear personal, then we can get to school
intimate,
ones, too.
Right? It's just a...
Does it have to do with macaroni and cheese?
It doesn't.
Oh.
Maybe it should.
I really thought you were going to say it does.
I mean, I had a feeling.
I wish. Yeah. No, like, it's actually kind of a nerdy history thing. There was some old thinkers, old-timey thinkers, they're called the Stoics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, back in Roman and Greek times, it was a type of philosophy about essentially being very centered and calm at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been looking more into some searchings of Marcus Aurelius and a few of the very notable Stoic thinkers. And then, kindly enough, my younger sister somehow read my mind. And she actually got me a book of Stoic readings that go from January to December for 2020 for me to start reading. So I've been trying to read one a day and keep up with them.
Mm-hmm.
I already missed 2 days. It was not a fantastic start, but I'm trying to keep up.
But back to what we were just talking about, you can get back on that horse, right?
Just get back on the horse.
Yeah.
I tripped, I stumbled, scraped my knee, and get back up.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's not related to school, but
can you?
Interesting.
Is there a reading that stands out to you? Something you can either recite pretty close?
I don't know if I could recite it word for word. I think it was Marcus Aurelius's thinking on control, essentially. His idea on control is that you have to separate yourself in life to understanding what you have control over and what is out of your control.
Mm.
If you constantly consume yourself in things you can't control, your life is going to be very stressful and you're not going to accomplish a lot. But if you are able to focus on the things that are in your control, which is mostly, I mean, realistically, you and your actions, your mind, your choices, you're in control of those. If you focus on those and let that other stuff go, you're going to accomplish a lot more and be a lot less stressed out, a lot more even, a lot more calm. So, I mean, I think that was from 2-3 days ago. I really appreciated that.
No, thank you. That's a good one. Corvier, what do you think about that?
That's something good to, like, think on and to act on, that you are in control of what happens to you, and you're in control of what you do to certain things. Well, to everything, really. If I wanted to, I could walk out of here and just not say a word about it. I'm not going to. But
a pretty bad podcast too.
And there would be consequences for those actions,
right?
And it kind
of it'd be a lot of dead silence, you know.
Yeah. Where's he going?
Just looking at each other. I don't know where he's just in and out.
So yeah. Mr. Lloyd is our other special guest, and he keeps coming and going out of here. He's like a butterfly, just kind of flitting around. Next time he comes in, we'll introduce him.
Yeah. we'll get him on record.
Yeah. No, but good point. So I totally agree with you guys. Because at the end of the day, you know, we make choices, there's consequences. Mm-hmm. But that's where I'm always like, just take a look in the mirror and go, what's going on here? What do I got going? What do you want to make better? You know? Because there's always like challenges and changes happening.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be what they are, whether we're stressed out or freaked out or not, right?
Yeah.
But if we can stay steady and go, what is my part in this? How am I going to respond to this?
Yeah.
I think that's what makes all the difference.
Absolutely.
Well, that's cool.
You have any New Year's resolutions?
Well, for the school, I do like, so I didn't make any New Year's resolutions based off what I said. So just kind of my constant thing, though, I try to live my life just going, what can I do a little better today? You know, and not that it always happens. Every day is not perfect, but try to live your life in a good way. So my goal is to, you know, if I'm lucky enough to live to be 95 or older, be able to look back on life and go, you left the world a little bit of a better place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Try not to do any damage. So I'm really excited about what's happening at MTCS. So we've got some changes coming up for next year for the better. Yeah, and I think it'll be really cool and just like bolstering the arts program and our JROTC program, digging in to really serve kids better. So, I mean, as far as the school, I think we've been focusing really hard on trying to bring people together and lift up the sense of community throughout MTCS.
Mm-hmm.
So my resolution would just be to keep pushing to make this place better and better so it's a place that more kids want to come to. And I know you were saying I was paid to say that kids are the most important at MTCS, but I kid you not, I'm not paid to say that.
I don't think it's in his contract.
No, it's pretty not. Sure. But I truly believe that because Corviera, truly, if you weren't here and students weren't here,
you would be out of a job.
Yeah, none of us would be here. That's our sole purpose. So you think about it, you know, Ford Automobile is going to kick out automobiles. That's their bread and butter. Well, students are ours, and the success of students matters and is so important, you know. And mm-hmm. I know that everybody in this room is here for that reason. So I'm excited about that. For personal resolutions, you know, just try to keep living a good life. How about you, my friend?
I've had the same resolution, kind of. I've just had this goal since the school year started. It's really just making sure that every day, if possible, I could just wake up happy
mm-hmm.
and just do more happy things and, like, stay out of drama and stay out of things that can make me, like, stressed or make me feel bad in any type of way. And I try to stay positive and try to stay happy.
So what'd you do this morning to achieve that? You happy today? Yeah, so what'd you do?
I woke up, thought about how my mom told me to shovel last night.
Mm-hmm.
Thought about how it was 6:35 and I was very tired. Yeah. And I was in shorts and I was going to go shovel in shorts, which I didn't because my mom told me to put on pants. And then we sat there and talked for a good half hour, even though I was supposed to go shovel when I woke up. But we talked for a good half hour.
Good talk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I went to go shovel and I thought about half an hour passed and it felt like 10 minutes. And I was like, now I could get ready for school and then I could go to school and then I could just do me.
Nice. You got your head in a good place and mm-hmm. kept it there. Nice job, Corvier.
Yeah.
And you got the shoveling done too, right?
No.
Well, you didn't?
No.
How's your mom doing though?
She's good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Everybody's doing good.
Awesome.
That's good.
Awesome. Resolutions for you, Mr. Hines?
You got mine for personal life. For school year, I mean, I've been pretty consumed actually by this idea of this school transformation, everything mm-hmm. we're going through. I
got to give you props because you jumped right into the board, which is a whole nother world. Have you ever served on a board before?
I have not.
And what are you talking about? Before. Transitions.
Well, do you want to talk about it?
Well, I mean, like, it has to do with that. I mean, like, what I'm interested for really does have to do with making sure that this transformation we go to doesn't miss a beat.
Mm-hmm. You
know, whatever I can help with, whatever I can apply a perspective for, give a voice to, is what I'm trying to do to make sure it's as all-encompassing and covering of all of our bases as it can be, so it's most effective going mm-hmm. forward next year. That's my goal.
Spot on.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I like
it.
That.
Mr. Lloyd is here, gentlemen. Welcome.
Hey. Yeah. What's going on? I'm back on the big podcast, everybody.
We said you're kind of like a butterfly. You've been coming and going.
Yes. You know, when you
fly like a butterfly, you're going to sting like a bee.
A little bit. You know, that's what I do. You know, I got to move around the studio and make sure everybody's taken care of, you know, as a producer of the show. But to kind of hop in on the New Year's resolution part of things.
Yeah, what are yours?
My New Year's resolution for the school year is to continue to create new experiences for our kids.
You're doing it right now.
And this is part of it. I love the podcast. I love that we were able to come together like this. And it's a highlight when I get to work with guys like you in the building. And and this is fun, right?
Yeah,
fun. It's a fun way to let everybody know what we do here, right?
Absolutely.
You know, the general public don't get the privilege to be in our building, so this is our way of saying, hey, cool stuff happens here, guys. Come check us out. You know
and
what I mean?
By the way, I know you can't all see this because it's a podcast, but we did do our makeup. We got nice clothes on, and Mr. Lloyd is sporting a beautiful scarf today. Tell us about that, Professor Lloyd.
Oh, well, this scarf.
The
first
king
of all,
of fashion.
I feel like I should be saying top of the morning to you with my scarf on. Throw it over my shoulder here.
Fancy.
It was a Christmas gift, and I like it because it's cool. And I feel fancy when I wear it.
You know, if my nose gets a little runny, can I just borrow the end of that?
I believe that's what this end is for, the frilly end.
All right, there you go.
But, New Year's resolution definitely to create more fun experiences for our kids here. And I like to help recreate experiences I had as a student here because I had a lot of very – not only did I graduate from here, but I had a lot of enriching experiences that I would never forget. And I just want to recreate those experiences for the youth coming up behind us, you know. So that's my New Year's resolution. And personally, my personal one is probably, actually it's not a resolution, it's more like a wish to see my Bears, my Chicago Bears, make it to the playoffs. This year, for this coming year, yes. Yes.
The ship's already sailed.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So, Mr. Lloyd, you plan to live to be like 350?
Hey, I mean, they're in a good spot for some good draft picks.
You
never know.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
past the Vikings. You know?
Yeah, I'm in the room with some Vikings folks in here, so I was expecting that.
I'm also a Packer fan.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to have to see.
We're going to have to see. You're happy.
Yes, your guys are doing.
We're going to have to see. My team's still in this race.
Yes, what's your prediction?
Yes.
Think they're going
to
take it?
Honestly, I think we're going to lose. If I'm being 100% honest, but as a Packer fan, I have to say, you don't know until the game.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
Any given Sunday. I mean,
Mr. Rodgers is kind of the comeback king, you know?
He is. He does have a tendency.
That's why I don't like him. I despise Green Bay. Not because that they're a horrible team, it's because they're a great team. And they crush dreams, especially Chicago dreams, several
you
times.
Despise greatness? Is that what I'm hearing?
About that.
When it's dressed in green and gold, yes.
Wow. Okay.
I have no doubt in my mind that Aaron Rodgers is the next Tom Brady. Okay, I give him that much respect.
I'm pretty sure he has a higher passer rating than Tom Brady, just to set the record straight. I'm pretty sure he's the all-time highest passer rating for any.
Yeah, but you know, but you know what that argument is going to be every time. How many rings? Yeah, 6-1
that's
right
fair.
There.
That's
you
fair.
Know,
I mean, I but, suppose that means Tom Brady's team's got better people around him.
Yeah,
maybe?
Yeah.
Or maybe just more money. I'm not
they're better at cheating.
Listen, look. At least he's in it.
Oh.
Maybe.
I said that.
I mean.
Boom.
I don't remember the last Packers scandal when it comes to cheating in the NFL.
Oh.
The
bang, bang.
The Patriots, they've been on a roll.
The Deflategate. Is that what
it
was?
I've never forgave them ever since the Falcons. Ever since it was them versus the Falcons in the Super Bowl, I've never forgave the Patriots.
You mean
still better.
The greatest comeback in like NFL history?
I'm honestly just sick of hearing about them.
Literally.
I'm just like,
Why are we even talking about them? We should talk about the Packers.
Yes, we really should.
No.
I don't want this to get too like tribalist in here. Like, everything. This can get ugly. It's late in the season. We're going towards the championships and the Super Bowl already. So,
wishes.
Yes.
Best
good luck to your team.
We're gonna represent our division, right?
There you go. There you go. They represent our division. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Get those East Coasters out of here.
Exactly.
Excuse me, West Coasters. San Francisco.
Yeah.
There we go.
Not gonna lie, I kind of confuse my East and West sometimes.
It happens. I'm a geography teacher, and I just messed that up.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's why we're all lifelong learners, right?
Yep.
Exactly.
So, Mr. Lloyd, you also serve as the executive producer of the big podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know we've, well.
It does say that.
It sure does. Executive producer. What's Corey Vieira's title?
Host. Yes.
Host.
Sir.
Yep.
The hostess of the mostest.
Yes. Us, sir.
By the way, have you written any new raps lately? Last time, you just started busting one out, and it was very nice. You got any new ones?
Not new ones.
No?
Maybe not anything to share.
We put him on the spot last time.
Time. Yeah.
Like, I got to get there. Right? I got to get there.
So next time, you got to come ready, because at any time, Brian can put you on the spot and ask you to throw one out.
You're going to bust the cipher? Like, we just all spit fours, and then we just keep going around?
Why not? Why not? You know, a little free form.
I like that. Flow. I like that.
So your mind is like a crock pot. You always got something simmering up there, right? Just cooking something delicious, tender, ready to be served up anytime.
Except right now, but yeah.
It's still cooking. Let it
go. Yeah.
All right, well, we do have some questions for Mr. Hintz.
Yeah.
Can I start the first one?
Hintz? Yeah, you got
all
it.
Right. Yeah, go ahead, Corey.
All right, Jakey. So,
now we're going to Jakey?
I've been calling him Jakey since summer, you feel me? So, where are you from?
I suppose that depends, right? I grew up all over the place. I was born in Germany. Lived all over down south because my father was military when I was growing up. So Georgia, Kentucky, Tennessee, Oklahoma.
Country boy.
And then eventually made my way to Wisconsin because that's where both my parents are originally from, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
So I'm not trying to joke here, but are you considered a brat? And I'm not saying
an army brat?
Yeah. Is that true?
I guess. I mean, my dad served 24 years.
Okay. Wow.
So he was in for most of my, you know, childhood and even into my young adulthood. So, so yeah, I guess I would have been an army brat.
Okay.
But then moved to Green Bay, Wisconsin right before high school.
And that's where the Packers got in your blood.
Right, yep. Okay. I was there through high school, and then...
poor guy.
Yeah.
Talk about trauma.
Moved off. Yeah, there's the trauma. There is nothing in Green Bay, Wisconsin except the Packers.
Yeah.
There's nothing there.
Not so surprised.
There, I shouldn't lie. There is a Cerucci's candy shop that should always be visited. There is also a Kroll's Burger restaurant, east and west.
You got three things now.
All right. I know, but I mean, like, you don't build a town off a burger shop, a chocolate shop, and a football
I'm surprised
team.
You moved.
I'm just saying, those are the three attractions when you make it to Green Bay. So if you ever go see a Packer game there, hit Kroll's, hit Cerucci's, you'll get great burger, excellent chocolate, and a phenomenal Packer
maybe
game.
Maybe they'll become sponsors of
phenomenal Packer
podcast.
Game. All right.
We got to call them up.
Yeah.
We get you some
do they do
some
shipping? Can we look them up online?
They might.
Okay.
I don't know about Kroll's. I don't think a burger will make
but
it.
Cerucci's
to
but Cerucci's has a candy.
Yeah, I'd be kind of concerned if a burger made it from Green Bay to here.
Yeah, we'd let you try it, Corbier.
That's
when we
evil.
Were in high school, that's what the candy bars we sold was Cerucci candy bars.
Gotcha.
And they were phenomenal. Everybody
was. Oh, super
so
cool.
They're not like they're not just like Hershey's or anything. It's
no.
little brand.
It's his own thing. They got their own like series and sets and flavors and stuff, and they got their own packaging. It's good stuff. It's good stuff.
That's okay. Amazing.
But yeah, that's where I'm from. After high school, I moved to Germany for a bit again, worked over there for a little while before I went back to college, graduated from UW Stevens Point.
Did you move to Germany?
I'm act like
military
I know
where
that
stuff?
Is.
No, I wasn't in the military yet.
Oh, really? So what did you do over in Germany after high school?
I didn't know what I wanted to do for college. I had actually started college and was not being incredibly successful because I didn't know what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that might have honestly been a mistake that I made is went right into college without really having a purpose or a goal in mind.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a career choice yet. And then went to Germany and worked there. As a civilian for the government, I essentially delivered stuff for the U.S. Postal Service on a base in Germany.
Mm. Wow, what a cool job, though.
It was pretty neat.
Yeah.
A lot of free time. It was right in the German Alps in southern Germany. A lot of skiing, a lot of hiking. It was absolutely beautiful. A lot of chances to travel.
Did you speak German, or do you?
Ein bisschen. Es ist nicht so gut.
A little bit, but not
since.
So well.
I was going to say since coming back. I can't remember how to say since, though. But it gets rusty after a while, a little bit, a little bit.
So then what motivated you to go back into college?
Two things. I had a family friend that I spent Christmas with over in Germany. He was the one, an older gentleman, actually a teacher in Germany, and he was the one that kind of turned me on to the idea of teaching.
Otherwise, you'd never really thought about it?
Never thought
really?
About it. Had never thought about it. And that was what turned me on to it. And shortly after that, I had one of my very good friends from high school said, hey, I need a roommate. Is there any chance you're coming back to Wisconsin soon? And then literally the next day, I was offered another contract for another 13 months in Germany. And right there, when they offered me the contract, I was like, you know what? I think I'm ready to go back. And so I told them no thank you. Going back to the U.S. and went back, moved in with my buddy, and yeah, that was it.
That's a cool story. Yeah, and then once you came back, you were just fully motivated.
Yep.
Knew you wanted to become a teacher, and then you just started kicking it.
2015, graduated from UW-Stevens Point, and then taught for a year in Wisconsin, and then moved to Minneapolis and been teaching here since.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Why did you move to Minneapolis?
A girl. Yeah.
Oh, there's another story.
Yep. I'm afraid if we actually went over all my stories that concern girls, we'd be here a while. So,
what happened with the girl from South Carolina?
Oh boy! So we actually ended up going to Mexico.
Yeah.
We actually went, and it was just a fun trip to Mexico. Didn't turn into anything. I mean, like having a relationship. I wasn't interested in leaving Minneapolis. She wasn't interested in leaving South Carolina yet.
Makes
sense. North Carolina, excuse me.
Oh my bad.
And so it was just a fun trip, you know. So
all right.
It was a fun trip.
So what? Where are you now?
For what?
North Carolina, Minneapolis. I mean, what's going on? You happy?
I am here.
You got wedding plans in the future?
I heard. Yet.
I am seeing a young lady for the last couple of months now, for a while now. She is wonderful. She is
do you want to give her a shout out?
Sure. Her name is Hajin. She is a South Korean. She moved here when she was 14 to Georgia, and now she is currently a postdoc. Researcher for the University of Minnesota's Infectious Disease Department.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a title.
Doozy. It's a mouthful. I often forget that she's technically a doctor. That's kind
a
of
doctor?
Funny. Like, she has like the official, she has a PhD.
Yo, that's amazing.
So, I know.
We've
it's
got
a little
some
intimidating.
Folks here with a doctorate
times.
Degree. Did you know that?
I believe that.
Yeah.
Do you have a PhD?
I don't.
Keep it on the down low.
But you can call me doctor.
If you like.
Dr. Brian, I like that.
It's got a nice ring, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't have too many syllables.
Right.
All right. Well, cool stories.
Yeah.
Quite a journey.
Always happy to share.
And how's it going here at MTCS? What are you liking most about teaching right now, right here? That might not be on the script, but I'm going to throw
it's
it out
not,
there anyway.
It's not. What do I like most?
Like what motivates you when you get up in the morning? What are you looking forward to?
I mean, coffee. Mm-hmm. And then
Sanka
the
or Folgers?
What's that?
Sanka, Folgers, other?
I don't know if I'm particularly picky.
Columbia.
Just black coffee.
Black
just
coffee.
Usually
okay.
That's
a good start.
Roast, and that's mostly because it tends to have more caffeine in it than the dark roast.
Mm-hmm. You like it where your eye twitches a little?
A little bit. Uh-huh. Just a little twitch in the morning is the good sign.
Corbier, do you drink coffee?
No.
I do.
I'm finishing off my second or third cup.
Yeah,
so
I got way too much
energy for coffee.
Soon here. But then coming to school-wise, I mean, I love it getting into a good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
This podcast, super fun for me. I love being in class and getting into a good conversation.
Facts.
I think the kids know, the students know, they can distract me pretty well if we get into a good topic.
Is that true, Corbier?
I can motivate.
So how do you throw him? Let's say Mr. Hines is teaching, and you're like, I want to throw this guy. What's the technique? How do you do it?
So, like, we'll just... I talk a lot in general, so I could just talk to anybody in there.
So
it
makes
just
you a great podcaster.
Like, what's your favorite thing about working with kids?
That's a good one.
Better get on the mic or the producer will get mad at you.
Yeah. I wasn't a particularly great student when I was younger.
Makes sense.
I had a lot of kind of shortcomings as far as concentration and paying attention. I was polite. I had good manners, my teacher would always say, but I wasn't plugged in.
What changed?
I think it was when I got to college. That
was another joke. I was implying you're not polite.
That's
no.
Fair. Well, I mean, that's fair.
Just giving you a shot.
Yeah. All right. But I think I like trying to find ways to get kids that wouldn't normally, students that wouldn't normally find interest in what they're learning, finding something that will interest them. That's what I like. I like finding a way to connect it to something they actually care about. Mm-hmm. And I love teaching social studies because of it. When he said... When you were asking things that get me off topics, current events.
For sure.
Like last week with everything happening with Iran.
Yeah, like
as soon as my kids came into class saying, we're going to war, we're going to get drafted.
Yo, is you getting
like,
drafted?
Everybody calm down.
Oh, like, are you getting drafted?
I mean, half of every single one of my classes last week for like 3 days a week was
but
all
that's
just
real and it's on their
events.
Minds,
absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just going to act like most of us aren't like 18 or anything and it's impossible for us to get drafted, I hope.
To be clear, the last draft, I believe, was 1968.
No, but
you should probably keep it that way. Vietnam
we do
war?
Have a large East African.
One.
We do have a large East African population in our school district, and war is very real to them,
mm-hmm.
especially when for some of our students who freshly come over to the country and they're escaping persecution and war situations like that. Mm-hmm. So the fear is understandable.
It is.
Yeah.
And but once again, we are in the great United States, the great USA, and we hope that that the people who we have elected to be our leaders can work it out in a civil
is the key word.
Yes.
Finding compromise, finding a happy middle ground. Absolutely. Yes. Like there's always, you know,
Mr. Lloyd.
Tell the kids, they're all safe. I mean, to be fair, greatest military in the world, and I'm not saying that from a biased perspective, just a certain numbers and performance perspective.
Well, I am. Go Army, go Navy.
Yeah.
But, everybody's safe, but hopefully there's no reason to use that Trump
exactly.
card.
Exactly.
Card that,
yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, I get it. Trump card. I get it.
Corvier, in all fairness, Mr. Lloyd served in the Army.
You did?
Mr. Hines currently serves. Yeah, so we've got two folks we got to say thank you for your service, gentlemen.
That's right, yeah.
That's cool. So when you're talking about a great military, I mean, case in point, two great guys in front of us, not only doing great things for kids, but also for our country. So that's pretty awesome. Corvier, now we go, woo! Woo!
Yeah, civilians.
Yes, sir.
All right. So that's the real deal. I mean, it doesn't get much more real than that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And you were talking about our elected officials, Mr. Lloyd. Did you want to announce your candidacy right now? You know, Cory Booker dropped out.
Oh,
Democrats are dropping out.
Yeah, it was sad to see him go.
Corey Booker. I even have a Cory Booker sticker. I have one.
He seemed like a good guy, just not enough.
You should put it up in your office.
Not enough following. No. Mm-hmm. Just not enough, like, not enough power behind him.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm not saying he's not a good candidate. Right. There wasn't enough following him to keep it moving.
Exactly.
Like kind of like Andrew Yang and Pete.
Yep.
And all of them.
Kind of feel like it's a push from the baby boomers. You look at our candidates, you know, who's going and who's going
to
push
back
forward.
To boomers.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of them, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And people want to make a difference. So, however, Corvair, we do have the youth moving up. So, I mean, where do you see the future of the United States going from your perspective? What are some significant things on your mind and on the minds of folks your age? That's off script, my friend.
Yeah. For, like, the U.S.?
Or global.
I mean,
you think about current events and what's going on out there.
Like, I'm seeing a bunch of bad stuff happening, but there's more good stuff behind the scenes that's not really getting talked about. Like,
Accurate.
Yeah. Like, I was doing research on something the other day, and it's, like not gene therapy, but it's, like, using nanomachines, which is, like, as future as you could get at the moment to repair like broken cells, and it could like cure diseases, and it could kind of reverse genetic disorders. And like one of the main reasons that really affects me is because my little brother has autism and my little sister has cerebral palsy. So it's like she can't talk, she can't walk, she can't eat, she has to get fed through a tube.
But am I correct, like her thoughts are clear, right? I mean, she's her brain functions just fine.
Yeah,
she just can't communicate. That's the battle of cerebral palsy, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's like Stephen Hawking had it.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and it's like it's just like stuff like that is what's on my mind mainly. But then you see all the bad stuff that gets brought out in the news, and it's just like you think that only bad stuff is happening, and it's not really the best time for people in general or the world in general, like global warming and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But there's always good stuff. You just have to go look for it, and you have to get through the bad stuff first.
Well, and then kind of circling back to the top of our podcast, thinking about how we can control our own actions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just everything you said, just what resonates with me is, you know, we all get to make a choice.
Yeah.
What we want to contribute to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think even though it might seem like a small part, but just the fact like we're all sitting in this room together, and then when we go back out into the building, we can do good things. We go out into the community, we do good things.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly the world becomes a better place, right?
Yeah.
That's what kind of gives me hope and optimism, because you can get down looking in the media, and like, you know, when you're talking about the draft and all that, that's scary stuff.
Yeah.
Where you talk about global warming, that's scary stuff. It raises anxiety, but then you're okay. You know, I think of Greta Thunberg.
Oh, yeah?
The girl who's out there talking about...
is that Norway? Norway she's from, I think?
I think it's Sweden, isn't
Sweden?
It?
Yeah, Sweden. Yeah.
Okay.
Might be talking about the...
The girl who raised
her
voice.
The young activist,
Yeah.
Time for Person of the Year?
Yes.
Like Nobel. I thought she got a Nobel Peace Prize or something.
I don't know. She's been a lot in the news for her
work. Yeah, but remarkable Person for of the speaking year up and
something. Yeah.
Yeah, and she's like trying to make a difference, and she's got a lot of people mm-hmm. behind that and helping out, so.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, after I heard that speech, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No.
After I heard that speech, I felt bad about driving my huge truck, and I looked into trying to buy. So my next car is going to be an electric vehicle.
There you go.
Thanks to a young lady.
There we go.
And yeah, I'm done with the gas guzzlers. I felt I was driving as I was listening to it. And I was driving. Mm-hmm. I felt so horrible that I just didn't even give it a second thought. Like, you know, on a day to day, how many times do we, especially before, as of late, before it became a big issue, in the media, who really thinks about. Who would have thought about climate control before it became this huge issue on a day-to-day basis? You know what I mean?
It wasn't a household conversation.
No, mm-hmm. no. And then when she had that passionate speech, it made me – I was like, yeah, how dare me? How dare me?
Absolutely.
You know, so, no, I get it. We got to start being parasites on this planet and start taking care of it better, right?
Mm-hmm. And so. Bringing it back to the younger group, I mean – it's also like we don't want to leave behind something worse than we got.
Right.
I mean, that's the idea. I mean, at this point, things are getting from most of the scientific consensus, which is at, I mean, almost 100%, I think, it's getting worse and it's going to keep getting worse unless we come together to change it. And then Corvier and his generation will have something to you know, work with.
Right.
Rather than leaving them behind with nothing but Australian forest fires and lack of water and, Northeast Africa and all this other awful stuff going on. So, I mean, you know, it's up to us to make sure we clear the way for them to be successful and them to keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
So.
For sure.
Set up a better future.
Spoken like a well-spoken board member there. Like that answer.
And service member. And teacher.
Multi-talented guest we got today.
You guys are going to give me too much credit.
Not enough.
Or not
curious,
enough.
Mr. Hines, what would students and families like to know about you? You've shared quite a bit, but I feel like there's a lot more to learn.
Yeah.
I think that's a tough question. I actually read this one, and this is the only one I did not know how to answer.
Well, I'm glad I asked it.
Yeah.
Those are the best ones.
I suppose it is.
And you can take it any way you want.
I mean, as far as students are concerned, I hope they know, or else I want them to know, that I am absolutely happy to help them with anything, whether it comes to things that I teach in class, whether I have them as students, any of that, I'm happy to help them with, you know, college applications. If they got questions about jobs that they want to get into, if they got questions about whether or not joining the service is an option for them, if they got questions about what to look into for future potential options for employment, I want to talk to them about all that stuff. Or if they're just, you know, curious, if they just need somebody to come talk to because they're having a rough day.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know that they have that available. And as far as all the families are concerned, if their families ever need anything, I'm always here. Like, I'm happy to make myself available before or after school to talk with parents, to do all that stuff. As far as about me as a person, I don't know. I mean, I obviously like the Packers. That's, you know, good or bad. I like video games. Corvier knows this.
Yes.
We played a little bit. All this stuff. I mean, I like working out. I like that kind of stuff. That's a tough question.
No,
I don't
fair.
Know what people want to know. I don't know what the people want.
I'm going to give you big props because everything you talked about in terms about being here and just, you know, kind of about life in general, it's beyond the classroom. It's beyond academics.
Yeah.
You're talking about reaching the whole person and going the extra mile to help people out.
I mean, that's the idea. I mean,
for sure.
Obviously, social studies doesn't make someone a better person unless it's in the scope of everything else in their life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ideally, we're in the business of making good humans, not just, you know, mm-hmm. someone who can do math.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
Corvier,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Hines, thank you for sharing. Our producer's telling us we got to wrap it up. All Corvier, right. We're going to leave you with final thoughts. You can reflect on what we've talked about. You can inspire us for moving forward, anything you want. This is your time to shine, my friend. You can bust a rhyme if you want.
Yeah, all right. Spit, don't got nothing
spit
right now.
Something legit. It's a big podcast.
Takes the thinking man pose.
Let it shine. Yeah. Let it shine.
I don't like how you just kind of put me on spot like that, but
you can
at the same time, because it's like those are the moments you got to prep for, expect the unexpected, mm-hmm. which I didn't, and now it's kind of awkward.
It's all right.
But
here's a defense mechanism you can always throw back on somebody else, and then it buys you time to think.
Yeah, here, I'll buy you a minute to think. I'm actually gonna be gone the rest of the week.
You are?
I forgot to let you and Marty know that I will be at the board meeting this week. I'm actually going to South Carolina for
the board
some
meeting
training.
Is next week, though.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, okay, first
so you'll be training.
Fantastic. I'll be back by then.
Okay, good.
I had it down as this week again. I'm always a week early for this stuff, it seems like.
You're excited. You're motivated.
I'm excited.
So you're going to South Carolina for training?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So in quotation marks.
A couple of days training.
Quotation marks.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Fort Jackson. Yep. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Should be back Sunday, but we'll see. I hope.
Okay. Thank you. Well, safe travels to you.
Thank you very much.
Corvier, back to you, my friend.
Like you guys were saying just before you got to talking about South Carolina, how you're going to be gone for the rest of the week.
You see how that deflecting work, though? Bought you time to think.
That was
doing my best, buddy. And I was trying to give you time.
Just remember that. That's a life lesson, deflection.
Yeah.
Distraction.
I will remember that because that was actually useful. Because now what I wanted to say is thank you for coming. And that's it.
Well, that's fair enough.
Thank you for
I
the
appreciate
invitation.
It. Yeah, thank
yeah,
you.
Of course.
This is wonderful.
It's fun,
is
isn't
awesome.
It?
It's fun.
And we
Mr. Lloyd, you guys speak up or the producer will get mad.
We would like to leave the door open for Mr. Hines to return at any time he wants to come and join us. So mm-hmm. just let us know.
Once on
back.
The big happy. Podcast, you're always welcome back.
Yes.
I love it.
Door's always open.
I'm always happy to give my perspective or bother people with questions.
Well, it certainly has not been a bother. It's been a pleasure. So
thank you, sir. Yeah, absolutely.
Glad you're here.
Thank you, guys. Look forward to hearing these in the future.
Yeah.
Corvier, you want to take us out with a little something? Because we don't have any
one
music
quote.
Yet.
If you don't have a rap, you can give us a quote. Give us a quote of the day.
Or you can hum something, make a noise, whatever you want to do.
Great power comes with great responsibility.
There it is.
There you go.
There it is.
All right, leave us. Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
Take care.